It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Support for this show comes from Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Tonight, Luke Bryan wipes out hard on stage. His nasty spill, is a fan to blame? Plus, Kid Cudi in a cast, how his Coachella set landed him in the hospital. And see Nicki Minaj take action after nearly getting hit by a thrown object on stage. Then, the Spice Girls reunite inside Victoria Beckham's star-studded 50th birthday. Plus, does David Beckham have beef with Mark Wahlberg? The lawsuit making headlines.
Only doing what's absolutely necessary.
And Celine Dion on her crippling battle with stiff person syndrome.
I'm working hard to build back my strength.
Plus, her new interview revealing a heart-wrenching goal for her career. Then, why Zendaya's Challengers was an awkward watch for her parents.
I thought it was hilarious.
E.T. starts now.
I could not stop my girl power loving heart from bursting. The Spice Girls together again to celebrate Posh Spice turning 50. Look, we needed a reunion tour like yesterday. Welcome, everybody, to Entertainment Tonight.
Oh, and the guest list was incredible, too. We're going to get to that. But we start with the stars and all these onstage mishaps. Have you ever heard Luke Bryan's song, Crash My Party?
Yep.
Oh, he crashed. Literally.
Was it a hard fall?
Oh! I mean, I'm a big old man. It ain't, you know, it ain't good for me to go down like that.
Luke was in Canada hyping up the crowd when he slipped on a cell phone that a fan had thrown on stage. Yeah, the tumble looked brutal, but the singer brushed it off like a pro.
Are you damaged in any way?
Ryan Seacrest teased Luke about his spill last night on Idol.
I'm all right, baby!
In fact, Luke managed to turn it into a trending moment.
Did anybody get that?
Replaying the fall for fans.
Right, let's zoom in. Here we go.
There it is! I need some viral. This is viral, all right? Hashtag love you, miss you, mean it.
Another country star's close call, Morgan Wallen's slip and slide. The 30-year-old was performing on a rainy stage in Mississippi Saturday night when he slipped and nearly fell twice.
I feel pretty good.
Let's go to the beach, eat.
And check out Nicki Minaj in Detroit. That's her deflecting an object that an audience member threw during her concert this weekend. She reaches down to grab it and throws it right back. Nicki was unhurt, but last night at Coachella, Kid Cudi broke his foot. Hey. Cudi was toward the end of his set when he hopped down off the stage to get closer to fans and landed awkwardly. He fell to the ground, grimacing.
Apparently, I broke something in my heel. This is a major setback.
The 40-year-old thanked the crowd for their support.
Don't worry, I'm gonna bounce back. I love y'all. Engage the rage. But not at 40.
Also, feeling the Coachella love? Gwen Stefani, she performed with No Doubt. 10-year-old son Apollo joined her on stage for soundcheck. And after the show, Apollo and her hubby, Blake Shelton, met her backstage. Blake missed Gwen last weekend, but told us he watched the live stream.
I was literally officiating a wedding in Nashville, but I made myself a drink and I sat there and I watched the entire concert. And I swear, I told her that was the greatest concert I've ever seen.
I'm just a girl in Coachella.
The amount of people there, how engaged they were, and it was just, I've never seen anything like it.
Another Coachella highlight?
Coachella, see you back here on a headline.
On Friday night, singer Sabrina Carpenter snuck in a sly reference to her boyfriend, Barry Keoghan, and that viral scene in Saltburn.
He's drinking my bath water like it's red wine.
Meanwhile, in London, an epic girl group reunion proved friendship never ends.
Stop right now. Thank you very much. I need somebody with a human touch.
David Beckham captured the moment the Spice Girls performed together inside Victoria's posh 50th birthday bash. The last time the original five took the stage together was at the 2012 London Olympics.
If you wanna be my lover.
Victoria said it was, quote, the best gift to be reunited. So, could this be a hint of more to come? This is what they have told us in the past.
There's gonna be something that is gonna be announced.
So are we gonna bring Victoria into the mix?
Oh yeah, it's all five of them. There will be a time, and that will be amazing.
You don't have to ask me twice. I'm so excited. We constantly talk about getting back on stage.
Back to the party, Victoria's exclusive guest list also included all four kids, Salma Hayek, Eva Longoria, Gordon Ramsay, and Tom Cruise, who's in town filming the next Mission Impossible. And like a true action star, Tom came to the rescue of a paparazzo who had a little slip during his arrival. Inside, Tom channeled his inner Les Grossman by tearing up the dance floor. He reportedly left guests dumbfounded by breakdancing and even doing the splits. According to our eyewitness, Tom was, quote, in amazing spirits, had great energy, and was dancing throughout the entire night. As for Victoria's fashion, she wore one of her own designs and arrived on crutches after suffering a foot injury last February. Afterwards, she had the perfect escape on David's back. And back here in the States, a legal battle between David and Mark Wahlberg's F45 fitness studio has resurfaced. David had been seeking more than $10 million in damages for the company's alleged fraudulent inducement.
My relationship, partnership with F45 is a great one, a successful one.
That was David in 2022 after signing on as brand ambassador. According to the lawsuit, David felt duped when he wasn't given stocks promised in the deal until after they crashed.
I brought many of my big friends to the gym.
September of 2023 was the last time this case was seen by a judge. It's unclear how or even if it was ever resolved. So, is Beckham still mad at Mark? Well, they both still follow each other on Instagram, but there has been no comment about the lawsuit from Mark, who took Kevin on a tour of one of the gyms back in 2019.
The great thing is also, I mean, you know, as I've been meeting with a lot of my athlete friends and people in the business, it's also a fantastic investment. It's an easy business to run and operate.
All right, let's move on now to Celine Dion and her new interview about a possible comeback amid her battle with stiff person syndrome.
I'm working hard to build back my strength and my ability to perform again.
But it's all coming back to me now.
I'm well, but it's a lot of work. I'm taking it one day at a time. That's what the 56-year-old cover girl tells Vogue France out Wednesday while serving up some fierce fashion. As for when she'll perform again, Celine says, quote, as things stand, I can't stand here and say to you, yes, in 4 months. I don't know. My body will tell me. Spasms from Celine's incurable condition have sidelined her career for nearly the last 5 years. But fans have hope, seeing her hit up 3 recent hockey games with her sons.
The privilege of being a mom. It's my best reward.
Celine credits her boys and a rigorous routine for her progress. 5 days a week, I undergo athletic, physical, and vocal therapy. I work on my toes, my knees, my calves, my fingers, my singing, my voice. I want to be the best I can be.
I'm alive.
Of course, Celine had this memorable onstage moment with Taylor Swift, who's giving us more insight into her romance with Travis Kelce.
And for a fortnight there.
Getting a kiss while cooking, hand in hand at a light show, and repping him at pickleball. Taylor gave fans 14 glimpses into her world while promoting Fortnite.
And for a fortnight there, we were four.
The first music video for the Tortured Poets Department, with Tay transforming into collaborator Post Malone, also features OG Dead Poets Ethan Hawke and Josh Charles. Swifty Josh revealed the cameo was hard to keep secret. I didn't even tell my kids. And remember this rumor that had the singer hitting the big screen?
Taylor Swift is going to make a cameo in the next Deadpool film.
Are you kidding me? I would do anything for that woman. She's a genius.
So Taylor Swift is Dazzler.
That is hardly confirmed nor denied in this interview.
Upsy daisy.
Well, there's no Taylor in the brand new trailer for Deadpool and Wolverine. It's set to Like a Prayer. Hugh Jackman is bearing arms a la the X-Men comics, and he and Ryan jump through a fiery portal. So maybe we'll get a Benedict Cumberbatch comeback as Doctor Strange.
Yeah!
That film's out July 26th, but in theaters this Friday, Challengers, Zendaya's very sexy R-rated sports romance.
Were your parents at the premiere?
Yeah.
So what's it like watching this movie with them in the theater, knowing just how sexy this movie is?
Hilarious. And they've all seen Euphoria, you know, so it's not like our first rodeo or anything. Obviously, I've seen the movie many times, so I know what's coming. And they were all sitting behind me, and I got to, like, watch them watch and slowly just be like...
Right. That's what I was wondering.
Come here.
Which one of us?
In reality, we laughed. The three-way kiss scene is like... There's a guy really close to us holding a boom.
And a camera.
And a camera.
And
right
also,
here,
like, that's coming in between them that they have to, like, separate, and then I have to, like, move. You know, so we're,
it's a choreography.
It's a dance.
It's a dance.
It's not just the three of us.
How often does this happen? Going after the same girl?
Not as often as you think.
Zendaya is an ex-tennis pro caught between two former best friends, her husband, played by Mike Feist, and ex-boyfriend Josh O'Connor.
Tashi Duncan.
She's in another league.
I know Serena watched it. Have you talked to her?
I did.
And what'd she say?
She hates it.
She said, well,
she left me.
One thing I will say, she
right,
left me.
Right.
She was like, I know there definitely wasn't real balls. But she did say that it was great, considering that, like, I had never touched a tennis ball before.
Coming up, Ryan Gosling's unexpected TV favorite, the reality show he loves to binge.
It's for everyone.
Plus, why Mila Kunis is saying no to a return of the That 70 Show spinoff.
We did our thing.
And how long she'll remain a part of Family Guy.
You guys got another 25 in you?
Then,
we belong together, Jones.
Hugh Grant on his return for a fourth Bridget Jones movie.
I think this script is one of the best scripts I've read for a long time.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Ryan Gosling sits shotgun, reads a script on fire, and looks unfazed alongside his Fall Guy director David Leitch in this stunt-themed men's health cover shoot.
I started on Young Hercules, so I've kind of had a stunt double my whole life.
By the way, Ryan's director also has a stunt connection to this guy.
You need a Dave Leitch. He started as my stunt double. We met in 99 on Fight Club. He's doing okay.
Yes, he is.
He's doing okay for himself.
I love that. Back to Ryan, though. In the issue, he calls partner Ava Mendez his hero and admits the TV show he can't get enough of, the last season of Love is Blind. I heard the new season is even better, but I've been busy.
What?
That's why we love you, Ryan. He's in our world. He's just like us, everybody. Now let's get to another pop culture juggernaut, The Family Guy.
The cast celebrating their 25th anniversary at Paley Fest, and our Cassie DeLaura is with them.
He's a family guy.
Does it
feel like 2.5 decades have gone by since y'all started.
We've known each other for 25 years. I feel like that's crazier.
You get an opportunity to be like closer with some people. So I love that.
Yeah, ditto. Yeah. How proud are you to be at the helm of a show that kids notoriously sneak behind their parents' backs?
So sorry. I'm so sorry. I was watching Caddyshack at like age 7, so I have no sympathy.
My daughter's now 10, and she's like, when can I watch it? And I was like, nope. Everything about Family Guy is offensive. I matter!
Shut up, Meg. You don't matter.
12, 13. We'll talk in 2 years.
I want Oreos.
Stewie, they're not for babies. They're for rewarding good behavior in developmentally slow adults.
Aside from treating fans to a live table read, creator and executive producer Seth MacFarlane also confirmed the Griffins will hit the big screen one day. Quote, I have known what that movie will be for the past 15 years.
25 years? You got another 25 in you?
Let's just take each year as it comes.
Got another 25 in you with the show?
I mean, I hope
drink
so.
A lot of tea.
Oh my God, I'm
do my
stoked.
Breathing exercises.
Hello, Wisconsin!
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask, since we're in season 2 of that 90s show, can we expect you and Ashton to pop up again?
No.
Hard no.
No, I mean, we did our thing. They introduced the son, like it was our son in the show.
No big deal. I've already done an episode of it, and I'm going back to do another one.
There we go.
Don't you want to say?
I'm reprising my villain character.
Still ahead, Hugh Grant on going from Oompa Loompa to playing Tony the Tiger.
What was your reaction to trying on that costume for the very first time?
I was slightly aroused.
A look at his new Pop-Tarts movie that has people talking. And Anne Hathaway's The Idea of You movie.
What about what people will say?
I don't care what they say.
Was it inspired by a real-life boy band or romance?
There is some major chemistry in this film. By design and on purpose.
Plus, Tom Brady's TV roast. Why his will be more unhinged than any previous celebrity roast.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you if people send you the same generic conversation starters they message everyone else? Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
We belong together, Jones. If I can't make it with you, I can't make it with anyone.
Get ready, Bridget Jones fans. Hugh Grant and Renee Zellweger are set to return for the fourth film in the $800 million franchise, debuting next Valentine's Day.
I think this script for the fourth Bridget is the best one of the four. And in fact, it's one of the best scripts I've read for a long time.
Is this something that you and Renee had always envisioned of revisiting?
I thought it was put to bed. Well, I was dead apart from anything else. I am officially dead.
Actually, super fans know the last film teased Daniel Cleaver was still alive. But before he returns to that beloved franchise, he's part of the all-star ensemble of Unfrosted, the make-believe story about the invention of the Pop-Tart.
I'd never expected Hugh Grant as Tony the Tiger. What was your reaction to trying on that costume for the very first time?
I was slightly aroused.
Hugh's great in Jerry Seinfeld's directorial debut, streaming May 3rd on Netflix. Jerry also wrote and stars in the film alongside Melissa McCarthy, Amy Schumer, Christian Slater, Max Greenfield, and Sarah Cooper, among many others.
Schwinn, lightly brown, lightly brown.
Sarah and I both auditioned for the film. Christian, you know, he just gets offered things like this. Yeah. You get a call from your agent. They say, hey, do you want to put yourself on tape for Jerry Seinfeld? And you're like, no, yeah, great. Yeah, I don't know what he's doing, whatever it is, though. Please, I don't care what this is.
I would have auditioned.
He would have.
Okay. Just say,
but then he wouldn't have gotten it.
Probably, so, yeah.
And one of Christian's biggest movies turns 30 this year, Interview with a Vampire.
We recently caught up with your co-star from Interview with a Vampire, Kirsten Dunst.
Oh, yeah.
She says she still gets Tom Cruise's holiday cakes. Do you?
Still getting that cake. Jesse gets the cakes, and I will double up on our cakes.
The last one he sent was an ice cream cake, and by the time I got it, it had melted.
I assume I need no introduction.
That was a monumental moment. The people involved were incredible. Tom was great. I still got the little bite mark.
He does, right, y'all.
Now, let's go from that iconic film to Anne Hathaway's steamy romantic drama, The Idea of You. And it's got a Harry Styles connection.
I'm too old for you.
I don't know.
Can we talk about y'all's chemistry?
We can.
There is some major chemistry in this film.
There is.
There is.
By design and on purpose. Yeah.
Nick and I we got on right off the bat, and then he was cast and we just started texting. And so we just kind of have developed a real proper friendship. And that's just really, I don't know, special.
Anne, who is also a producer, plays a 40-year-old single mom who enters a whirlwind jet-setting romance with a 24-year-old British boy bander played by Red, White, and Royal Blues, Nicholas Galitzine. Sound familiar yet?
We've been doing all this late night talking.
It's based on a book loosely inspired by Harry, who you'll remember had a nearly 2-year romance with Olivia Wilde. Nicholas rocks the rings, the tattoos, and his boy band even plays Coachella. The R-rated film streams May 2nd on Prime Video, and the trailer is the most watched ever for a streaming movie.
What about what people will say?
I don't care what they say.
We had to bring in what fans love about the book, and so hopefully I've heard from a few that they said that we did a good job.
Nicholas went to boy band boot camp to sharpen his pop star skills. His inspiration, BTS.
I'm not a dancer, and having to learn that, and also being beside 4 professional dancers.
Like really
talented.
Like,
really talented. And I said to them, I was like, you guys better not screw this up for me, okay? You gotta make me
Don't make me look bad.
Make me look good.
So BTS, not One Direction? Is right. Coming up, Kevin Hart versus Tom Brady.
New details on the greatest roast of all time.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
I'm glad we're getting there.
Tomorrow on ET, Steve Carell and John Krasinski's Out of Office reunion for their new movie, If. Imaginary Friends is what it's called. Did you have them growing up?
I still have one.
I don't exist. Now look, before we go, lovers and haters of Tom Brady, this one's for you.
The roast of Tom Brady.
No problem.
I've had a lot of great experiences in my life. This is certainly another one.
Kevin Hart will host the greatest roast of all time, Tom Brady, coming to you live and unedited on Netflix May 5th.
I'm unroastable. Let's go.
And I play in the NFL, so I'm not worried about a bunch of comedians, trust me.
The thing that man has heard in the huddle, nothing can faze him.
Oh, just wait. See y'all later. Oh, they're coming for you,
everybody.
Tommy. They're coming.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Once upon a beat. Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the New Kids and Family Podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Once Upon a Beat.